As Christina mentioned, lawmakers are in adjournment until Monday, but legislators are still following the education movement closely and talking with their constituents. One of those is Senate Assistant Minority Leader Steve Farley. I spoke with him earlier, and I started by getting his reaction to what he saw at the Capitol yesterday.
Well, I've spent 12 years in the legislature serving Tucson, and you know, sometimes when you're one of the few people standing up on behalf of public education and increased investment and paying our teachers an adequate wage, it feels like you're a voice in the wilderness. But there are plenty of voices out there with me in the wilderness. It was amazing, that show of force, all those people lining Washington Street end to end, unforgettable. And I was having groups of teachers all dressed in red coming into my office, 10, 20 people in a group cramming into my little tiny office with no windows, really getting people so engaged about what is happening here? What is the process? How can we make this work?
What about legislative leaders? What have you heard? What have you seen as far as folks you've talked to? Is there a commitment to get to legitimately a sustainable 20% raise for teachers, whether it's in 1 year, 3 years, whatever it may be?
You know, I served in 2013, and I disagree with Jan Brewer about a lot of things, most things actually, but I never thought I'd say I'd miss her. In 2013, she reached out, and we were able to expand Medicaid health care coverage to 400,000 people in poverty while keeping our hospitals afloat. Several hospitals went under from the cost of unreimbursed care before we did that. She reached out to us. We held the Democratic caucus together. We got a few Republicans. We rolled the Speaker and the President, and we got that done together. We can get a bipartisan budget. We did it that year. It's possible. And I think there is agreement among some of the Republicans in the legislature and the Democratic caucus that these are worthy goals that now the governor has finally joined us with. We just need to make sure that they're permanent and not simply a flash in the pan that gets rolled back next year. So there are those possibilities of us working together. Sadly, what I've heard, though, is that the governor, with his veto power and the power over his own caucus, seems to have come up with a Republicans-only budget deal. We don't know exactly what that looks like yet because, you know, for all the talk of his plan, we've never really seen it down on paper in actual legislative form. So we don't know the details yet. But it is possible they've already come up with a plan. They come in with the budget bills on Monday and slam through in 3 days again, regardless of what Democrats want. Hard to tell what's going to happen. Yeah, it's definitely something to stay tuned. I'm pretty upset that we adjourned yesterday for the weekend. We should have been staying. I mean, the teachers are coming back today. And we should have been staying in session until we got this thing done. And we certainly should be talking with the leaders of the Red for Ed movement to figure out what we can do that will work for them. Governor Ducey still refuses to meet with them. We have a deal we could make. I know there's an outline we can make in a bipartisan way, but it seems like that the governor and the legislative majority are once again turning away from that, going to the same old partisan games, and that should stop.
What kind of advice would you give to the teachers who are out? Is there that tipping point in Arizona where a walkout of a couple of days makes sense, is important, gets the message out, and then you have to get back to the classroom? Or is there pressure to not go back to the classroom until something is settled?
Well, I don't think I have to give a message to the teachers myself. I think none of them want to be walking out. They want to be in the classrooms with their kids. My parents were both public school teachers. I get it. I'm sure when they start to see progress, they see an opportunity. I think they're going to be back in the classrooms as soon as possible, but they want to see real action. They don't want to see another Band-Aid. They don't want to see the can kicked down the road. They don't want to see something just aimed to get the governor past the November elections. They want real change in Arizona because we've been hammering and cutting our public education system, undercutting it consistently for the entire 12 years I've been in the legislature, and it has to stop, and they know it. And they're not going to give up until that gets turned around. But I think the public is with them.
Steve Farley is Assistant Minority Leader of the Arizona State Senate. Steve, thanks for the time today.
Hey, thank you. I'm grateful.
And now we turn to the Republican side of the aisle. Yesterday, when those estimated 50,000 teachers marched to the state Capitol building, as we mentioned, they found that Republican legislative leaders had called recess until Monday. Republican Representative Paul Boyer is the chair of the Education Committee and, coincidentally, is himself also a teacher at Veritas Prep Academy. I talked to him earlier this morning and asked him if the recess signaled an unwillingness by lawmakers to negotiate inside the legislature.
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, leadership, the governor's staff, they're going to be working around the clock. In fact, I received an email from the speaker saying, and this was to all the members, not to go very far because we may be close.
So where do Republicans stand at this point? Are you negotiating over the governor's proposal?
I think we're primarily looking at the governor's proposal.
The teachers at this point have said they are not going to accept that plan. They think that the funding is not guaranteed to be there. It's based on sort of rosy economic projections. What's your view of that?
Well, I can tell you, after sitting down with about 30 teachers yesterday for a few hours, I think we did come to a conclusion that this is going to be built into the base and it is going to be ongoing. And so once I think that you get past the talking points, teachers should realize once this plan, assuming it passes, once it passes, then they'll realize that this is a huge win for teachers, it's a huge win for support staff, and it's ongoing.
So tell me more about that meeting yesterday. Did you meet with some of the teachers who were part of the demonstration out front?
Yeah, two things. So I actually taught in my class yesterday morning, and then after that, I walked down to First and Jefferson, and I walked with a bunch of teachers and parents back to the Capitol, and I talked to them about the process. And then once I got there, I met in the basement of the house with an additional 30 teachers, and that's where we hashed it out for about 2 hours, just talking about the process, tax increases generally with Prop 108, some of the limitations that we face as a body on particular taxes, especially when, since we don't have a supermajority, we need a supermajority to pass a tax increase at the legislature. And when our friends across the aisle have said publicly that they don't support a sales tax increase, that that's off the table, we can't do anything at the legislature. So just those kind of mechanics, that's what we talked about. But more importantly, we talked about how the state of the Arizona economy is strong. State revenues are coming in. Caseload growth is down with access. And then the legislature passed a VLT fee that could generate anywhere from $70 to $100 million, all of which can be used for the governor's pay proposal.
And I know you're in a unique position because you're also a teacher. So do you think you had a sort of a leg up in having that conversation with teachers and convincing them that you do understand what it is that they're asking for and what they need?
I think a little bit. I think some teachers still look at me skeptically because at the end of the day, I'm still a state legislator. But once we got past some of the chanting that I saw on the Capitol lawn, and once we started talking about the arguments, I think we were able, and it wasn't just myself, there were a few other legislators that were there, and I think we persuaded the teachers that this really is a feasible and realistic plan.
Do you think, though, that this was all sort of a misunderstanding from teachers? It seems like they know what's in the proposal, and they have some real issues with it.
I think it's a misunderstanding from the union organizers, personally.
In what way?
We keep hearing from the organizers that, oh, we're going to rob from, you know, every other program out there. That's not true. We can still fund those other programs like developmental and disabilities. I'm working on schools for the deaf and blind funding and so forth. We can still do all those things and increase funding for teachers. And I want to point out one thing that this is important for support staff, for non-teachers. Prop 206, that was the minimum wage increase. If there's support staff that they're making $10 an hour right now, it'll go up to $11 next year and then $12 the following year. Now, I will say there is probably a 50-50 split from what I can see amongst the Red for Ed crowd as far as whether the legislature should mandate certain dollars going to, for example, counselors.
One of the other concerns that they have voiced, though, is that the legislature will be able to approve this plan every year.
That's another misnomer. So this is built into the base. That means that every year we start with a baseline budget. The teacher salaries, that's included.
This strike, this walkout, whatever you want to call it, could continue until a deal is made. No one really knows what the plan is yet. How soon might a compromise pass through the legislature?
You know, at the end of the day, I really believe if assuming we can actually start talking to more teachers, I think they'll be on board with this. I'm optimistic.
That's Republican Representative Paul Boyer. Representative Boyer, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Sure. Thank you.
And one of the leaders of the Red for Ed movement is Arizona Education Association President Joe Thomas. I spoke with him earlier this morning as he was driving to the state capitol for this second day of the teacher walkout. He said he was proud of what he saw yesterday.
It was wonderful to see so many educators come out in support of their students in this Red for Ed movement. We filled the streets. The aerial shots are breathtaking. Everyone in red, everyone standing up strong for their students, everyone demanding change to the status quo. It was a powerful moment, and we're looking forward to another powerful moment today.
So, Joe, what's the message being sent today specifically? I understand there's going to be almost a writing campaign to make sure that lawmakers know just how many people are out there, to make sure that lawmakers act on this and either send a message to the governor themselves or come up with a more potentially sustainable budget plan related to restoring at least some of the funding to education.
Right. We want to continue to reach out to legislators and the governor as we have for years. That tactic hasn't worked very well, which is why we're going down to the Capitol while we're stepping out of our classrooms and walking into the people's house. We're hoping that they understand that this is a sustainable movement. By shutting down on yesterday, the Senate has kind of forced our hand to where we're going to need to be out of classrooms again Monday, because that's the next day where any action can happen. That's really unfortunate. And Senate President Yarbrough, I think, made a huge mistake in adjourning when he could have been there today. We could sit down with them and we could have direct conversations on what we need to do to restore funding to our classrooms. But now it looks like Monday's going to be another day down at the Capitol after today.
So does this only end then with face-to-face if the governor and leaders got together this weekend and then happened to decide, okay, we are going to bring in someone from AEA or someone from Red for Ed to talk with us this weekend? Is that still a possibility? I think people want that little ray of hope on that.
Well, I think that's a show of good faith, and we've not seen that yet. They've ignored us as much as they could. It was very difficult to ignore us yesterday. They did the best they could by staying in their buildings. And then, of course, the Senate and Yarbrough, he kind of fled from Red, if you will. And it's disappointing. All we want to do is sit down, have some discussions, and move towards a resolution instead of playing this through only the press and only through rallies. I think it gets educators back into the classroom more quickly. I think it allows us to close the school year out swiftly and strongly, but they're wanting to play politics, and that's been the status quo all these years, and that's what we're frustrated with.
Joe, what is a plan that is possible? We've heard buzz about a ballot measure. If the legislature and the governor don't want to do something themselves, that they give voters a chance to do something in November. Would that be, just speculating, would that be too little too late? Do you have to see some sort of solution during this legislative session?
Well, a ballot initiative is always a good idea because it allows the Arizona voters to weigh in, and the Arizona voters almost always support education and support it overwhelmingly. The difficulty of a ballot initiative is it would be on the November 18 ballot and wouldn't go into effect until the 19-20 school year. And that means we would have the rest of this school year and all of the next school year before we would see some kind of change to the system. So we have to have appropriate funding. We have to have dedicated funding, new revenue streams put into the budget this year to impact the 18-19 school year, next school year. So a ballot initiative is a great idea. We can find the right one that voters would support, but that's still more than a year off. We have to have the legislature do what they're supposed to do. They need to do their job and fund public schools so educators can do their job that they were hired to do.
Now, Joe, as you said, it's very possible the walkout continues through Monday. So the big question that everyone wants to know is, what ends it? What makes it possible for it to end? Is it a good faith effort? Is it actual numbers? What would you say?
Well, the Arizona Educators United put out their five demands well over a month ago. We supported those, and we sent a letter to the governor asking to sit down to discuss the demands and to come up jointly with a plan to make those a reality. We've heard nothing. The silence has been deafening. We saw the Senate shut its doors to the educators yesterday and run away. The House is still in session, but there's not much they can do without the Senate. So we're hoping for resolution on Monday, but the demands are what need to be met. We need to get that $1 billion that once was in our schools. We need to get that back. We need to see more than a good faith negotiation. We need to see resolution. I think that's what's going to bring the educators back in the classroom. No one wants to be out of their classroom, but the emails have not worked. The personal stories have not worked. The phone calls have not worked. We've absolutely been ignored, and we will not let our students be ignored for another day.
Joe Thomas is president of the Arizona Education Association. Joe, good to talk with you this morning. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve.